And you're still on to 95.1 at Drive Info. It's 8 minutes past 1 o'clock. Thank you for staying here. It's always a pleasure to know that we have people listening, contributing, and very, very eager to be a part of what is happening right here. Today is the 10th of March, and how many of you know that every 10th of March is celebrated as the World Kidney Day? Well, it's a global campaign aimed at raising awareness of the importance of our kidneys to our overall health. And that's why it's very important that we get to take a critical look at why is it so important to our overall health. After all, I don't know if you've been following the number of people who have been experiencing kidney failures, kidney stones, you know, issues related to the kidney. I don't know, I'm not taking a poll, but I know that it's quite much. But then the professionals are here in the studio with me, and they'll be telling us a whole lot about that, maybe even the statistics, so you know, and then how you can better care for your kidney. I'm joined this afternoon by Dr. Chris Otabo, who is the Chief Consultant Surgeon, MD Alliance Hospital. Good afternoon. All right, thank you. Welcome, Dr. Chris. Thank you for joining me. And I also have Dr. Oluwafemi Efutoye, who is a consultant physician and a nephrologist. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Thank you for making our time to talk with me. Now, the kidney. Why is the kidney so important? Because all the time, you know, we get to talk about our health, you hear issues of kidney. Let's talk about the kidney as a vital organ in the human body. Let's start with you, Dr. Chris.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, listeners. The kidneys are too important because life on earth would not be possible without the kidneys. And a lot of people don't know much about the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
They are two bean-shaped organs that are tucked in our loin, you know, just around the flanks.
Okay.
And they are responsible for filtering the waste. When we take in food and take in medications and other stuff, the useful one goes into nourish our bodies,
mm-hmm.
but in the process of breaking down, there are waste products that are emanated. They are filtered from the kidneys.
Okay.
Waste product, excess water is also filtered from the kidneys.
Okay.
And also more importantly, the kidney produces hormones that are responsible for some other vital organs and vital functions in the body, like production of blood.
Okay.
Yes, if anyone has chronic kidney disease, is not going to have enough blood.
Wow.
Yes, it also helps to produce hormones that maintain the blood pressure. So the without the kidney, we go nowhere. And that's why when the kidney fails, life is almost going to come to an end. And that's why it's important for people to know about how to care for the kidneys.
Mm. Dr. Femi, do you want to add to that? Sorry, please. Forgive me.
Okay, my MD has said he has spoken like a nephrologist and seems probably in few months' time we'll give him a degree. Okay, he has really done very well. He has prepared the ground for me.
Mm.
So as he has said, he has told us the location of the kidney, which I know most people do not even know, because you look about the awareness of kidney disease among our people is very, very poor. Many people don't even know the function, which he has highlighted as well.
Mm.
Also to add to it as well, as we are all ages, our body cells break down, new home forms. So the one that breaks down release a lot of chemicals into their systems. So we need a kidney to take care of this dirty work. Our bones, for it to be strong, we need some calcium. There are some hormones that are being released by kidneys that take care of this. So however, some people that have chronic kidney disease tend to have some bone problems.
Mm.
So kidney is very essential. Regulation of our body fluid level is very essential as well. One of the essential functions of the kidney. That's where people that come down with advanced chronic kidney disease tend to have evidence of fluid retention.
Yeah.
Evidence by leg swelling, facial swelling.
Mm.
They come, many of them have to breathe, cough, and the rest.
Mm.
A lot of drugs we take, we need kidney to break them down to a simpler sample that can be excreted from the body. So kidney is very essential.
I often hear people, okay, go ahead.
Regulation of our blood pressure as well is very essential by the kidney. That's why people that have kidney disease, they tend to have high blood pressure because the kidney could no longer regulate this blood pressure. And if the blood pressure persists, they could come down with cardiac arrest, could come down with stroke.
Wow.
That's why the kidney is very vital, very, very important. However, it's very, very gentle. Very, very quiet. It doesn't make noise. until about 90% of his function is gone. Mm. So by the time 10% is gone, it's there, but if you don't check on it, you will not even know. 20% is gone, you don't know because it's quiet. And that's why we try to raise your awareness. Mm. Now please knock at the door of your kidney. Check on how this kidney is doing. Check, is it fine? Is it bad? If it's bad, how much has that gone? If it's very, very good, if it's far gone, then see the expert that can take good care of it. Probably we can reverse it back to where it's coming from. I know if it's far gone, 90% is gone, most time there's little we can do at that point.
So I, you know, going by everything you said, the problem is a lack of checking, you know, of the kidney, because there is a likelihood that it can be caught. Maybe if it starts deteriorating, there's a likelihood that it can catch it.
Excellent. Mm. Most time people are not really aware. And, you know, we have this probably, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, people just believe that, no, they have this self-denial.
Mm.
Don't know, I'm too fine, I can't have it. I'm too religious, I can't have it. I'm too this, I can't have it. It can happen to anybody. Even children come now with chronic kidney disease.
Wow.
How do we know? We have to come for routine checkup. Then we need to raise awareness as well. As well, what are the things that's causing this kidney disease? What are the ways we can prevent it? What are the steps we can take? Then we are alliance too. We also tell you the role we are playing by raising the awareness in terms of the treatments as well.
Mm.
Dialysis, kidney transplants, we are at the forefront.
Yeah.
And those are part of the service we render.
Okay. So, I mean, listening to all you said, Dr. Chris and Dr. Femi, the kidney now I understand when they say it's a very vital organ. So what are some of those things that pose as a threat to the kidney, you know, functioning optimally? Because from what you said, if the kidney starts misbehaving, that means your life, is going to hang in the balance. So let's talk about those things that begin to threaten the health of the kidney.
Thank you for that question. First of all, let me establish that as we get older, the kidney function naturally reduces.
Oh, really?
Without any problem. Mm. So, but it's still able to carry us through life.
Mm.
But if some other things now compound, then that decline becomes so rapid and it can become a threat to life. What are the things that threaten kidney function? Top on our list is diabetes. Of all the patients that we do kidney transplant for in the hospital over the last 5 years, we discovered that almost half of them came down as a result of diabetes. Uncontrolled diabetes. When diabetes could be inherited, most of the time it's inherited in this environment, type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
When the blood, the fact that one has diabetes does not mean they will have kidney failure. It is the one that is not controlled. When you don't care about what your blood sugar is looking like, then over time, there are changes in the kidney that would lead to failure. Another one is hypertension. Persistent high blood pressure takes a hit from that, you know, pressured blood coming from the heart. So with repeated pounding on the kidneys, eventually they will fail. Yes, then medications. There are a lot of drugs that are taken without doctor's prescription. Let me give an example. This medication for pain, diclofenac, we call them non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Unfortunately, in this environment, you can walk into any chemist or pharmacy and buy as much quantity as you want and go away.
What
and
was
just,
that used to treat?
It's for pain.
Oh, for pain?
Yes.
Wow.
People that have a lot of waist pain, back pain, knee pain, you know, as people get older, they also develop arthritis, and then the pain is really debilitating. So they want to take it to stay away, for the pain to go away.
Mm.
So if those who know it, those who use them, they know. They call it diclofenac. Things like cataflam, ibuprofen, Celebrex. Those are what we call non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication. When taken over a short time, it's okay, the kidney clears it. But when taken over a long period of time, unsupervised, it can lead to kidney damage. Then use of steroids and some drugs that are commonly abused by the youth.
Mm.
You hear about Nkuru Mini. So these medications, sometimes is the drug in itself, other times is the contaminant of those drugs. When taken consistently, can knock off the kidneys.
Mm.
And then persistent use of alcohol, you know, over a long period of time can also threaten the kidney. Then something else, for acute kidney problems, some people develop acute kidney problem from dehydration, which results from vomiting and diarrhea. If, as an adult or even a child, you find that you vomited like 5-6 times, and then you also, one is also stooling, it's the smart thing to do is to rush to the hospital. Let them replace the fluid. Because once one is dehydrated to a certain extent, not enough fluid is getting to the kidneys. The kidney become pale. And then before you know it, the kidneys shut down.
Wow.
So these are, and that's one of the reasons why diseases like cholera kill very fast. Because they are purging, they are stooling, Before you know it, the waters in the body is drained, and then the kidneys shut down, and then before you know it, death. Then, as simple as multiple boils on the skin can lead to kidney failure. With that infection, it just moves to the kidneys and deposit there.
What will cause boil on the body?
There are some people that even scabies.
Oh.
Yes, scabies, you know, itching with those multiple wounds on the skin. Yes, it happens in different conditions.
Okay.
Yes, there's a particular bacteria, Streptococcus. If it is involved, it goes to the kidneys, it knocks it down. And then, so there are many things that can threaten the kidneys, and many of them are common in our midst. No wonder they say that about 20% of Nigerians have one kidney problem or the other.
Oh, really?
And that's a huge number. If you're looking at 200 million, you are talking about at least 40 million. Not everybody would come down with kidney kidney failure at once, because like he said, until over 80 to 90% of the kidney function is gone, you may never have a symptom. But that day that you start seeing swelling on the eyes, or the man is weak, or he's breathless, they know that it's almost too late to do something.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right, just to look at, my healthy has really spoken wide about the risk factor. Just to look at, you know, most times I look at our situation, our environment in critical. So looking at it that, from another dimension, from childhood, from womb, some people are at risk of coming down with chronic kidney disease. How do I mean? Imagine a woman who just got pregnant and she didn't really, you know, plan to have pregnancy. She might have taken all kind of herbal concoction to have birth the baby. In doing that, the baby may not even go. They are inserted to the kidney. Perhaps when she gave birth, probably gave birth to baby prematurely. Prematurity is a risk factor to come down with chronic kidney disease later in life. So many of us do not even know our birth weight. So those who are born premature, they are risk factor in them from coming down with chronic kidney disease. When baby is out, one grandma from one village said, our papa was treated with upper concussion. He too must drink. So baby that suffered intrauterine insult to his kidney, they had the upper concussion too. Whatever it takes, more insult to their kidney. As the grace get out, you must get scarification marks. Then you also realize needle to do that. Hepatitis, HIV, and that to that boy. As baby grow up a bit, infectious disease like diarrhea disease. As he said, diarrhea is the one risk factor of causing damage to the kidney. As you grow up a bit, is that a work generation? Is in his 20s, start taking herbal concussion, taking cigarettes, and other illicit medications.
Yes.
Baby, someone that suffered some insult while in a pregnant in the womb, adding more insult to whatever he has. Don't forget there's malnutrition there. We have a lot of quackery in terms of health practices. A lot of people that now go to other side road chemists, give me this, give me that, like all the drug intention.
Concoction.
More insult being thrown at that kidney. They grew up a bit, hypertension is knocking at his door, diabetes is knocking at his door, he has arthritis, he has to use handset. More damage. So before you know it, chronic kidney is set. So also looking at your environment again to be critical, how much of, you know, how many health workers do we have, those who are expert in chronic kidney cares? We have more villages than urban center. So people in those villages are grandma or granny. Who looks after them? When you go fall sick, it's whoever auntie knows that is around. She's the one that will treat them. Also, most of the healthcare workers are not really aware of the chronic disease. There are doctors who are seeing patients that have hypertension, same patient with diabetes, but never thought of screening these people who are at risk of coming down with chronic disease. Until when the man complains that my leg is swelling, it's getting swollen up. That's when the old doctor will, okay, let's do ear creatinine for you. Let's check your urine. So we need to, the reason why we're here is just to raise awareness, not only to the patient, to the healthcare workers as well, to the policymakers as well, for them to know that it's not really easy. Cost of medication is very expensive. We all know the exchange rate. So we need the policymaker to come in
to make things easy for patients living with chronic kidney disease. Healthcare workers want them to come in to know when it's time to screen their patient. Those healthcare workers, when they know that this case is beyond me, refer immediately, not until you waste all their money in your hospital before you refer. Mm. But there's no more money for them to seek medical help in taking care of their kidney. Last, just to add it, chronic kidney disease is one of the major causes of catastrophic health expenditure. People sell property, people sell house, people lose contact, your people run, start running away from you. By the time they see your message, you know, ah, this guy wants to work.
All right, 10th of March, every year is World Kidney Day. And, well, I have two great medical personnel here in the studio with me, Dr. Chris Otabo, who is the Chief Consultant Surgeon at MD Alliance Hospital Abuja, and also Dr. Oluwafemi Efuntoye, who is a consultant physician and nephrologist. I think that is a specialist in kidney, right? Yes. So they're here talking about the kidney. You know, you often hear it being said it's a vital organ. And just like they explained to you why it is vital, if you don't care for it, well, it just might be the end of everything. And, you know, I'm just learning that sometimes until it gets to 90% before people get to realize that. But just stay with us. There is so much more to still learn. Now, from our discussion, Dr. Chris and Dr. Femi, you said a whole lot: medication, lifestyle, environment, a whole lot of factors, you know. So, I mean, listening to you, I'm just getting a bit, you know how these things just begin to register some things in your head, you know. Let me talk about medication. You, for example, said you called some painkillers that is very common in Nigeria, not regulated, and I think it's very sad that even at this time we still have things like that. You know, how do you draw the line between, especially if you have a condition like maybe diabetes or some terminal illnesses that they place you on perpetual medication, and then also for people who are into this herbal thing. It's very common to see women who are hawking agbo and all these things, and people just take it and they say, ah, you know, this thing, I've not been sick for the past 20 years of my life. So how do you draw the line? When it comes to this medication, because you have to take this thing because of a condition, and also people who feel they take this herbal because it keeps them healthy, you know. So how do you draw the line, you know, in all of these things?
So that's a very important question. Mm. Every medicine is a double-edged sword, and that's why when we were in medical school, we learned the pharmacology of medications. You know, you have to know about the side effects, you have to know about the uses, the safe dose. Some medicine have safety windows. That's why the bottom line is that you are safer when you take medications that are prescribed by the expert, the doctor, because they look at many things. There are some medications I want to prescribe. There are some questions I will ask. I also run some tests. If a patient is having borderline kidney function, I would not be doing that person any help by prescribing some of these medications I mentioned to you, because he's going to push the person over the brink and the person will come down with full kidney failure. For the herbal medications,
yes,
there's no control, no regulation, no standardization. People take it at their own risk, because herbs are in the bush. You don't know what some animals take some herbs and they die because they are poisonous. And people, you know, compact things together and say, take it. Okay, at what dose? Let's assume the medicine, the herb is effective, really. But at what dose? What is the side effect? So those things, we can't control them. So people who hawk agbo and all that,
yeah,
and some people take it and they say they have been fine. But every once in a while, someone falls ill and he is admitted in the hospital. But because the society is still going on, people don't know that this is what has happened.
Yeah.
And we're conjecturing and saying, this is the reason why the burden of kidney failure in Nigeria is so high. We're talking about a whooping 40 million people in the country at the moment who has one form of kidney disorder or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you when things happen in society, you only want to extrapolate, to find out what are the things that may have gone wrong.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things that we, as doctors, we are correlating.
Yeah.
Because there are some herbs that are nephrotoxic. There's even some normal medications that people use or that are prescribed. If you prescribe it for too long, it can begin to knock down the kidneys.
Yeah.
So that's why supervised intake of medication is the rule. It's very important. You can't joke with it. Mm. A lot of people have died just swallowing medicine on their own. Mm. The fact that I prescribed medicine today for you does not mean that you should just be on it. You must revert back to the doctor to say, yeah, when do I stop? There must be guidelines for this medication.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. So, Dr. Femi, something about, you know, the environment too. I want us to harp on that because you talked about environmental factors too that contribute to you know. What about factors that we cannot help?
The factor we can't help, probably we talk about, it's something that has to do with genetics.
Yes.
For example, mm-hmm, if my mom has chronic kidney disease,
yes,
me myself, I'm at risk of chronic kidney disease.
Okay, so that also, that genetical thing is there. If anybody in your family has had a kidney failure, likelihood is that you might also.
Compared to someone who do not have family issue at all, the risk is higher in someone who has chronic kidney disease. So the person has to take more action by checking on his kidney, by avoiding things that could make the kidney function get, you know, go down.
Okay, so you said also something about the fact that the kidney may be going deteriorating until it gets to 90%, which may be a little. How do you, is it possible that maybe, okay, if I just stroll into the hospital, I'm like, okay, let me just check my kidney, and you see that it's at, for example, 30-40%, what can be done at that stage?
All right, thank you for the brilliant question. So perhaps if someone that comes and just routinely come up, bring his kidney function, I looked at it and I felt like, wow, the EGFR, the chronic disease at grade 1, stage 1 or grade stage 2.
Mm.
The bad one is stage 5.
Oh, wow.
So I have to, you know, inquire with that person, talk to that person to find out what are the risk factors that individual is involved in that could cause the insult to his kidneys. Once I find, then the best thing is to advise to stop those things.
And if you stop, chances are you to go back?
Honestly.
Wow.
Honestly.
That's interesting. So people have a very big role to play in helping themselves not to fall at risk into having some, you know, this kidney failure and all of that. Okay, so there's something about kidney stones. Yes. Can you help us understand what is that all about?
Okay, so you as part of the things that we cannot control, that you was talking about, things like polycystic kidney disease. Some people are born with that disease and it's inherited. Mm-hmm. You find that there are spaces within the kidney that are filled with fluid instead of flesh.
Mm.
So with time, such people are bound to have kidney failure.
Okay.
Yes, so it's inherited. You can't do anything about that.
Wow.
Yes. Then there are diseases like systemic lupus erythematosus. There are connective tissue disease where the body fights itself. Yeah, like lupus. That's exactly what I'm saying. So it can, that what's happening in other parts of the body can also affect the kidneys.
Wow.
And then the kidney can fail, you know, without those are genetic factors.
Okay.
You don't have any control over that. Yes. You were asking another question.
I talked about
that. Can I just add to what he just said?
Please go ahead.
Lupus is one of the complications of SLE.
Yeah.
So some people may have the SLE. Lupus might not have developed. But if SLE is not well controlled, lupus can be one of the complications.
Mm.
So those who have SLE, they have to look at them closely. If there's any evidence of kidney damage, prompt treatment, so they can stay longer.
Yeah.
Not at the time they are presenting, and lupus has already set in, then the prognosis might be very, very poor.
Mm. So, Dr. Chris, what I was saying was, I think I said something about kidney stones or something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so,
kidney stones. Yeah,
kidney stone could also be a reason for kidney failure. Yes, if it's not properly treated. Because if you have a kidney stone that is blocking the passage of urine coming out, the urine will accumulate in the kidney. There will be a buildup of pressure.
Yes.
Yes. And once that, and obstructive uropathy is a major cause of kidney failure in men.
Mm.
By that we mean the urine has been formed, the kidney is working, but the urine does not find a way to pass through
because the
urine forms in the kidney and goes through the urethra like a pipe that now goes into the bladder and then it goes out. If there's blockage of urine anywhere along the passage, there'll be a back pressure and then urine goes back and stay in the kidneys and it doesn't flow out.
But would you be feeling it when that is happening to
you?
Ah,
yes.
That's dangerous.
Yes. So if that persists over time, it damages the kidneys.
Whoa.
Yes, so that's why, especially in elderly men that have prostate, their prostate is enlarged.
Yes,
if they don't do something about it, there will be a back pressure, and it affects the kidney.
Mm.
Then for kidney stone, it can also do the same thing. And then in a few instances, the kidney stones can be so big that it compresses the kidney tissue, and that can compromise the kidney.
Mm. Yeah. What other conditions could ail the kidney that may not be so out there that people are not so aware
of? HIV is one of the commonest causes of kidney failure now.
Okay.
Yes, so people who have HIV that is not controlled. Now, good enough, there's medication for HIV. If people take their medications regularly, not a problem. But if they neglect themselves, the virus knocks down the kidneys very fast.
Very
We've done three kidney transplant for three HIV patients now.
Mm.
Yes, because of kidney failure from HIV.
All right, so Dr. Femi, let's begin to look at, you know, remedies, you know, treatments, because we've talked a whole lot about things that could affect the kidneys, you know, the conditions. Let's talk about some of the remedies.
All right, thank you very much. Remedies for patient with Crohn's disease. Remedy depends on the stage to which the patient presents. If someone presents with early stage of Crohn's disease, what we do is to halt the progression of chronic kidney disease in them.
Yeah.
If someone has hypertension, we look at is your antihypertensive regimen, we will readjust the medication properly so that the BP can be well controlled. If someone has diabetes and has poor glycemic control, so we readjust whatever medication the person is taking so that the kidney progression can be retarded. Even if there is leaking protein in his or her urine, how do you know if I'm leaking protein in my urine? If you go to the toilet, you pee and your pee is forming foam. It's foaming.
Mm.
You pee 30 minutes after, you see foam in your lavatory. Most likely there could be evidence of Crohn's disease, and if there's leaking protein, evidence by the foaming urine. So there are medication we add to what that individual is taking to reduce the protein leakage and also repair the damage that is set. Even if there's lupus, or SLE, their lupus is already setting. We put individual on immunosuppressive medication, drug that will modulate his immune system. Now, if that is done, kidney function will also counsel the person about drugs that could worsen the kidney function, like the body killer, painkiller, upper concussion. Also, individual that is obese, we counsel them to find a way to shed weight. Obesity is also one of the causes of Crohn's disease.
Wow.
So we counsel individuals. For like what my MD mentioned about HIV, the virus itself can cause kidney disease. The medication can also affect the kidneys as well. Can cause
stones. That's HIV medication,
One of the drugs, few of the drugs could cause stones. So there are people who nicodemously, means quietly, they are using their medication, they are not going for follow-up, they are not checking anything, they are just using the drug alone. Not that drug side effect might have certain, causing some stones within some crystals within the kidney. So if you find individuals, ask you, see your doctor, and then switch your regimen to the one that will do well with your renal functions. Even that's taking a back concussion, we do the cancer just to alter the progression. Someone that has a lipid, that has cholesterol, give them drug that lower the cholesterol. Someone that has obstruction, like my MD mentioned, the stones, they are medical, they are thing we can do. There's something called shockwave or lithotripsy. We have the machine, Alliance Hospital, where we can break down the stone into small fragments. You know, I can pass it out. Then the kidney function, we improve there's infection, ongoing infection. Appropriate antibiotics will be given to them. I mean, that appropriate means that not every antibiotics, some with renal dysfunction, could take. So the one that's appropriate for individuals will be prescribed, and the kidney function will be instituted. However, if the individual comes with advanced stage, where renal replacement therapy is needed. So options we have what we call dialysis, then we have kidney transplantation. Dialysis is just, you know, it's just usage of a machine to do part of the kidney functions. Kidney has many functions. One of its numerous functions is excretion of waste products. So dialysis just remove the waste products. However, the other valuable function kidney perform, the dialysis machine cannot do. So the best option is to get another kidney from someone that is suitable. Suitable means someone that is eligible, that could donate, that is heavy enough, that has compatibility with someone that needs it, which we do regularly at Alliance Hospital. We've done over 54 of it.
Wow,
people used to travel to India, Israel to do this surgery, but now they don't have to go elsewhere again. It's here in Nigeria.
But
so can do what you got kidney transplantation by getting a kidney that is suitable
for
individuals. So someone that has two kidneys that is bad,
we just take one from someone that has two kidneys. So the donor will have one, you have three. You have two bad ones and one good one.
All right.
And you live your life and be on immunosuppressive medications, a drug that you have to take for life, so your body will not fight the borrowed or the given or gifted kidney.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so we are talking about the health of the kidney, generally how to care for the kidney in commemoration of the World Kidney Day. If the response is so massive right now. But quickly before we open up the lines, there's this myth that once there is a transplant that you would eventually die, that it doesn't work perfectly and that the end result is death.
Not necessarily.
Talk to us about that myth.
Not necessarily. There are issues around transplants,
mm-hmm.
proper patient selection, proper donor selection, and then also post-transplant care is important.
Okay.
Some people sell their house, put all their monies together, and do the transplant. But post-transplant care is as important. You would need between 400 to 500,000 naira medication every month.
Whoa.
To sustain that kidney. That's where the problem is. Many people cheat in that process because they don't have the money.
Mm.
And so if they can't get the medications then that would follow after transplant, the kidney will fail.
Mm.
Last month, I saw a patient who came for another thing, but he had kidney transplant 18 years ago.
Mm.
Yes, there are patients who have been on borrowed
kidney. So this post, is it for the rest of your
for
life?
For the rest of your life. So it's,
where will you get 400,000, 500,000 naira?
That's why we are emphasizing on prevention.
Okay.
Because prevention is far cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and it's stressless.
Mm.
So in line with that, in our hospital we are doing 1,000 free medicals. Basic urinalysis. Come check your urine.
Mm.
If your urine is leaking things, because as simple as urinalysis can help us detect something that has gone wrong with the kidney.
Wow.
It's urinalysis is 1,000 naira. But okay, let's assume you don't have. We have come to say now we want to pay for you. The first 1,000 people that comes, we don't have anything to give.
Right.
Just to help people.
So you see, that's a great thing. I mean, so many people will spend the whole of their lives. I mean, imagine what you said, 400,000, 500,000.
Yeah.
When you can prevent that by using 1,000 naira to go and check on yourself.
Yes.
Anyways, we have lots and lots of people who are trying to call in. I'm sure they have questions. You want to add anything quickly, Dr. Femi, before?
My own is more like advocacy on the part of the government.
Okay.
These patients are passing through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who has to get like 150,000 to get monthly medications. And someone said there's a drug coming from China at a rate of 25,000 naira.
Hmm.
But that person not jump at it. And that drug might be counterfeit.
Hmm.
Can also affect the allograft.
Hmm.
It may not do its work. Also cause damage to the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just pleading on behalf of patients who have done transplant, people with chronic disease. If there's a way they could give some...
Step in, this drug can
be cheaper for these people, honestly. Hmm. I'm pleading on their behalf.
Yeah.
They pass through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Some had sexual properties.
Mm-hmm.
Children could not go to school just because daddy needed to do transplant.
Can you
then they told daddy has to be on drugs that cost 150,000 every month. Everything goes standstill. And they will be forced to buy substandard medication.
Is kidney disease more prevalent with male, female? Is there any gender thing to it, or is just... Because you know the way they would say females are more prone to this kind of disease and all of that.
Does it have any gender thing? More male tend to come down with it than female.
Uh-huh.
But the value, I don't have it of it.
Yes.
But from as example, I told you, you do kidney transplant.
Yes.
So in this Abuja, from our auditing that we did recently, out of 52 that did kidney transplant, 40
were males. Wow.
Why 12 were female?
Wow. Okay. 0700 951 0000. And you can call if you're female on 080-999-30137. You want to ask questions, you want to know something that we might not have touched. The experts are here in the studio with me, and you can ask your questions and how to better care for your kidney, because honestly, from all that we've discussed, it's crystal clear that it's better you prevent yourself from getting down, and you have the chance to do so right now. All right, so please, let's hear from you. If you want to call in, I'll be giving you a minute to ask your questions and make your comments. Hello.
Hello, yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, my name is Nigeria Info.
Yes, you're on to Nigeria Info. Tell us your name.
Yeah, I'm from the German.
All right.
I listened to the program concerning the kidney failure that the doctor was talking about. Actually, the doctor made measure of leg pain, knee pains. What can one do about the knee pains? The knee.
All right, what you want to know what some can be done about the knee pain if you start experiencing it, right?
Actually, right from the waist down.
Okay, all right. Just stay by your radio. As soon as we take all the questions, they will begin to answer your concerns one after the other. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Hello? Okay, drop calls. Ladies, like I said, you can call on the WhatsApp number and let's hear from you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon to the doctor.
Welcome.
My name is Alavi. For this test that you're saying, those for urine test that for 1,000 naira, for when will, you know, whenever I come to your hospital, I will get the test done. And where is your hospital, sir?
Okay, don't worry. We'll get across that to you. I would get that across because it's not a paid for stuff. So I would get it and give it to you personally. All right?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I can send on WhatsApp.
Yes, please do. I will give you all the information on WhatsApp. All right. Thank you, Selassie.
All right. So I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Christopher calling from Kagame.
All right, Christopher, go ahead.
The doctor, good afternoon, my name is Paige.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and the other doctor, good afternoon. I believe today I wanted to ask this question the other day. But thank God you are here today. Sir, the issue of prostate, is it a inheritance? Let's say my father has it and now I'm getting old and I'm disturbed. I don't know whether it's something that is inheritance. That's the only question I want to know.
Okay, that's on prostate, right?
Yes, prostate.
Okay, all right, then we get to respond. Just stay by your radio and listen. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Fred Ozo, calling from Ozeto.
All right, Mr. Fred, go ahead.
Some years back, I was diagnosed of kidney infection, and I was placed on a Xenia for about 8 months. Yes, 7 to 8 months. And since then, all has been okay. There was no problem. But just a few months ago, I started feeling pains around my back. I went back to the hospital and a check was conducted and nothing, they said there was nothing there, you know, that the kidneys are okay. But the pain keeps persisting. Then once in a while, my leg keeps, you know, swelling up, like in the evening, it keeps swelling up. So I don't know if it has anything to do with the kidney that I might not really know. Or the hospital I went to, you know, did not, you know, diagnose it to discover what is happening. So that's my question, please.
All right. Thank you very much. Just stay. They will get to respond to you. I see the ladies calling. I'm so sorry. Let me just answer this. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Tell us your name.
My name is Gift.
Okay, Gift, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, I sent a WhatsApp message though, and it's a question. But I just want to ask, I know somebody, is it possible that it's a kidney problem when you have a spinal issue, and you are having problems with your bladder and your bowel at the same time? Is it that is shortly coming or frequently coming? Is it a kidney problem now?
Okay.
Or it's the spinal condition that's causing it?
All right. So, let's see who's here. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is V.
All right, V.
And I'm calling from Area 3.
Okay, go ahead.
Seriously, after hearing from the doctors, my heart is beating fastly. I swear. I have to call my mom to find out the drugs she's using because she has arthritis. And the doctor prescribed one drug for him that she has been using. The name of the drug is Lodmark 100. I don't know whether I pronounce it well. Please, I don't know. It's really affecting me because she has been using it for a while now. Please, I don't know.
Okay, V, just take it easy. Take it easy. I'm sure they'll explain to you better, okay? All right, just calm down. Calm down. We're not here to make you feel fear. We're only here to raise awareness so you can tackle it right on time. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Thank you for calling.
All right.
It's okay. All right, to the messages now. This one said, sometime in 2019, I did a scan and I was told that my left kidney is mildly enlarged. I was given medication. Since then, I've done urinalysis severally and kidney function tests. I was told everything is okay. What more can I do? Okay. That is, you didn't put your name. Please always put your name to your messages. This one said, good afternoon, Swada. I've been on drug support for 10 years now. Please, can I have your guests sent to me because I'm driving? Okay, Sonny, I'll do that. Like I said, I promise I'll get across to every one of you who wants their contacts and whatever details you need after this interview. Please, what's the name of the hospital where we can go for the urinalysis? I will tell you that. I will send that to you in a very short while. Please, I need information on the topic about the kidneys. Also, the 1,000 error test they plan to do. The phone. Okay. All right. People are showing interest in this. I'll do that. I want to ask your guests that for a person who has a spinal condition that affects the bowel. Okay, I think that was gift there. She's already called to speak on that. Please, okay, Comrade Michael, I see your message. Thank you so much. Selassie, I see your message too. Okay. Then this one is saying, please, what are the causes and prevention of kidney infection? But that's what we talked about. All right, and someone is using supplements safe for the kidney, hailing from Gwarimpa. That is supplement question. Help ask the doctor the major causes of kidney stone and what are the best care for kidney. I think we've talked about that too though. But good afternoon, Swad. Where is, okay, yeah. All right, guys, I'll respond to you. Now, doctors, we don't have so much time, but I think we can do something within another 5 to 6 minutes with some of the questions that we have, right? All right, so let's go ahead.
Okay, so let me take the first shot. The knee pain and waist pain, it's not safe to just keep taking medications. Go to the doctor. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. Find out what the problem is. Most of the time, the problem can be solved. And if the problem is taken away, you don't need to depend on medication. So that's the advice. Meet a specialist who will give you the options of treatment. Even if the doctor thinks you will benefit from medication, let it be supervised by him, not you going over the counter to pick all your medications. Then the issue, the question on prostate enlargement, whether it's inheritance, there's an inheritance component to it. There are two types of prostate enlargement. There's the cancer, prostate cancer, and then there's the benign prostate enlargement. The prostate cancer, for men who have had prostate cancer, their children are at a higher risk of having it. Even their first or first degree relatives that are male should watch it very closely. But for the benign one, which is just normal enlargement as men grow older, that the genetic relationship is not very strong. But in any case, when we start having symptoms like difficulty in passing urine, wetting, you know, urine coming out before we get to the toilet, poor stream of urine, you know, and feeling of incomplete emptying of the bladder, we must look to see a urologist because something is already going on. And if it is not addressed at that level, it can lead to something bigger, which could be, which could compromise the kidney.
Okay.
Then the spinal issue. Yes, spinal cord injury leads to malfunction of the bladder because it is a nerve thing. The spinal cord is injured, so the nerve that controls urination is affected. So urine comes in and out, you know, at will. Sometimes it's, you know, there's a lot of abnormal abnormal situation with the bladder, but it is not to do with kidney failure. Kidney failure will only result if attention is not given to that bladder, because it could lead to infection. Because someone mentioned earlier what could lead to kidney infection.
Yeah.
Yes. If the urine is, if one has urinary tract infection or infection in other parts of the body, can get to the kidney. If the urine is having a problem coming out, once urine stays in one place for a long time, it bacteria multiply there, and then the bacteria can spread to the kidney.
Okay.
So urinary tract infection can progress to, it can lead to kidney infection. Well, let me leave. I don't know if you have some questions to answer.
Okay, let me just so I can remember. All right, thank you.
There was this lady that was sounding very fair. Please address V.
V, please, we are sorry if the way we presented the topic out, the way we try to raise the awareness created fear in you. The idea is not to create fear, but to give information so you can take informed decision and action towards your health. We are sorry again, sir. So for your mom, I don't know the drug she's taking, but the way you called it looked like a diclofenac. I think it's better for her to see a doctor again, to review the drug. If they're alternative, they can check her kidney function to ensure there is no deteriorating. In most advanced countries, before they start elderly people on all those drugs, they check their baseline kidney functions. During the follow-up, they check again to see that, to check if they are adding more harm to the patient or more good. So let us see our doctor and check again. Now, if there are alternatives they could substitute that with, then the doctor could do that. Please, just talk to mommy. So let us see our doctor again.
Yeah.